Now, let's take you back to 1996. Dublin, The Point, Oasis at their peak, with a little help from a packed Irish audience. Well, they've spent the last 15 years swearing a lot that, to quote Taylor Swift, they were never, ever getting back together. But maybe. One of the biggest bands of the 90s and noughties, fronted by Liam Gallagher, led by his brother and songwriter Noel from Manchester and of Irish parents, have given the biggest indication yet that they will reform and go back on tour. Stuart Clarke is with us. He's deputy editor of Hot Press magazine. Morning, Stuart.
Good morning. Yeah, great excitement overnight in particular.
So tell us, what happened yesterday?
Well, first of all, there was a big story in the Sunday Times saying a load of gigs in Manchester and a load of gigs in Wembley Arena to beat Taylor Swift to the record of consecutive nights. And then last night, Liam was on stage at Reading and dedicated a song to his brother, Half the World Away. And teaser messages went up on their socials announcing an announcement at 8 o'clock tomorrow in the Oasis font. The logo letters. Now, they do have the 30th birthday re-release of their debut album, definitely maybe on Friday. Could this be a very convoluted stunt? I think not this time.
What's changed?
I think, well, you know, my pop psychology thing is that they love and hate each other in equal measure. And the animosity is very real, but the love is there, even at the height of their battles. Noel said to me in an interview, look, he's an absolute what have you, but he's a better dad than me. So there was always that kind of acknowledgement of their good qualities. It seems their kids, after fighting, are friendly and hanging out. That might have helped. There's a possibility that Noel's divorce is a fact. So I think 20, 30 million to Sarah. But at some point, they were going to realign. Their mum, Peggy, wanted it. Everyone around them wanted it. So maybe it's just the time. I think also neither of them have anything to prove anymore. For a while, Liam's solo career wasn't taking off. Big Brother was doing better. That kind of hurt. He's now got even a bigger career, you could say, than Noel. So nobody's there going, I really desperately need this. And maybe being relaxed about it is what's going to be the catalyst.
Can you remind us of just how big they were?
Well, they broke records at Nebworth. They had constant number ones. They never broke America. And that was really something that stuck in their claw. But in terms of the UK, they were the band of the noughties. They were the face of Britpop. Noel was round having tea with Tony Blair. They were everywhere. Those wonderful battles with Blur for number one. They're a tabloid sensation. They were great copy for journalists, their drug habits. Every single time they opened their mouth, it was a quote. I just love to this day interviewing Liam and Noel because they're very thoughtful, they're very funny, and they're unfiltered. So if nothing else, us journalists are jumping for joy.
So we're waiting for something at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Is that right?
That's right. So just to repeat, there's talk of about 8 or 9 gigs, hometown gigs in Heaton Park in Manchester, a prolonged run at Wembley Stadium. Now, they obviously adored playing The Point. That's too small. I know talking to both the lads, Slane was a very, very special day for them and the extended family. The Mayo guest list ran into the hundreds. So they do think of themselves as being at least half, maybe three quarters Irish. I'd be hugely disappointed if the reunion goes ahead and there's not a major Dublin or Croke Park or Slane gig.
Let's stick with the Manchester Irish team a bit for a minute and humour me. If ABBA, The Police, The Stone Roses and even Oasis can get back together, could Stephen and Johnny do it?
That's the one. I don't think it's ever going to happen because that's all hate and no love, I don't think. You know, talking to Johnny Marr, he just says it's like a firework that's fizzled out. You don't go back in case it blows up in your face. I think his solo career as well is going so well. There's been no signs of any reconciliation in the Smiths camp. So that one, I think, could be a long way away.
So Oasis of support for the Smiths at Croke Park isn't going to happen, no?
Well, the Jam could open, then the Smiths, then Oasis.
There you go. We book 5 nights for Croke Park next year, sometime in August, given there's nothing else happening then. Stuart Clarke, thank you. That's Stuart Clarke, deputy editor of Hot Press magazine.